Thank you, Gene. Well, good morning again, and welcome to everybody in the service. We're glad that you're here today. We always lose some on a holiday weekend that go other places to visit with family, but then we always pick up a few, too, that are in town, and it's always good to see new faces, and also good to see faces that we don't get to see on a regular basis, and visiting with family, and so we're glad that you're in the service today. We hope to be a blessing to you. The title of my message this morning is We've Come This Far by Faith. Would you stand with me, if you would please, as we read a passage of Scripture? The reference is on the screen this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 7, just one verse this morning. Paul is writing to the Corinthian church. And he says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, as we consider your word this morning, we just ask, dear God, that you would speak to our hearts through the message. I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit might speak through me today to the hearts and lives of individuals. Dear God, that we would be reminded of some things. Lord, things that have brought us to this time and place. Lord, that we would never leave the thing that has helped us to get to where we are, walking by faith. Help us, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name, and if there's anybody within the sound of my voice who does not know your Son as their Lord and Savior, I pray, dear God, that today would be the day that they would embrace Christ, that they would invite Christ into their heart and into their life and receive him as Lord and Savior. We ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Thank you very much. And be seated. There is a common theme that is both in the scripture that I have selected today and then also in the topic that I have chosen this morning. Reading again from the scripture, Paul says, for we walk by faith. The Christian life is a journey. That journey begins the day that we invite Jesus into our heart. And it culminates in the day that we leave this earth and go to be with the Lord. And so we should not be surprised that Paul would write these words, for we walk by faith. And so as we consider this title of the message this morning, and I don't normally do this, you know, the Apostle Paul instructed the Ephesian church in chapter 5 and verse number 19. He said, speaking unto yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, the title of the message comes not from a psalm and certainly not from a hymn, but from what I believe is a spiritual song. And the Lord knows that we all need encouragement. And, you know, sometimes the only person who can encourage you is you. Sometimes it can feel that way. That if you're going to be encouraged, you're going to have to do it. Because other people are busy, and they may not know what is happening in your life or going on. But there's sometimes you just need to encourage yourself. And one of the ways that you can do that is through psalms. And through hymns, and through spiritual songs. So I have selected this morning a old Negro spiritual, written, I believe, in the 30s, by a man who had come to the Lord, a Baptist, by the way, or at least he became one. And he wrote this great spiritual song. And really, it was catapulted on a national level starting in the 1956 when Jerry Falwell selected it as his theme song for the Old Time Gospel Hour. And any of you who might remember that old program that you heard it, know that it started out with the choir singing, "We've Come This Far by Faith," leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He's never failed us yet. Oh, we can't turn back. We've come this far by faith. The song starts with the chorus. And it's very uplifting. I've instructed our song leader to teach this to our choir, and I knew at some point in time we would need this, and I did not know that the Lord would lead me to preach this particular message starting today, but here we are. And so I would like to dissect this song this morning. What is the first word that you see there in that title? We. This song gives us the who, the what, the when, and the how of how to serve the Lord. We. And I want to personalize this tune this morning, this great chorus. I want to personalize it for us today. We. The membership of the Berean Baptist Church. We, the Bereanites, have come. That's the next word. Have come. And I want to substitute the word for and give you the word progressed. We, the Berean Baptist Church of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 3800 Eubank Northeast, zip code 87111. We have progressed. Now, I'm told from the history of the church that Berean Baptist Church started in 1955. I believe it was January of 1955. By a gentleman by the name of Brother Purdy. And let me tell you how the church was launched. It was launched by faith. By faith. So Berean Baptist Church is in its 62nd year. We'll celebrate 63 years in January. In that length of time, I have had the privilege of pastoring this church. I'm in my 11th year. I am this sixth pastor, number six, who has served in this ministry. Brother Purdy, Brother Charlie Yates, Brother Sam Keller, Brother Howard Ingram, Brother Henry Powell, and myself have had the privilege of leading this great church. We have progressed over these 62 years. We sit on nearly 5 acres of property, all of which is paid for. God has done miraculous things in those 62 years. Several thousand people have come to know the Lord because of Berean Baptist Church. And so we have progressed through faith. Through faith. So that is the what. I gave you the who. That is you and I. The what is we have progressed. And the when, this far. We have come this far. This far. To this point in time. Now, I mentioned that several thousand people have come to know the Lord as a result of the Berean Baptist Church over the last 62 years. That does not count the people that have been won to the Lord through missionaries that this church supports beyond these walls that none of us probably will ever fully see and realize until we're in heaven. They are in the hundreds of thousands. I believe in the millions. That this church has had a part. This church has had an impact. So we collectively, the members of the Berean Baptist Church, have progressed to this point in time and history, to this place. And now I want to give you the how. The how is by faith. By faith. Why is this important? Why is it that the Apostle Paul told the church of Corinth to walk by faith and not by sight? We should not be surprised that Paul has instructed the church to walk by faith. Our entire spiritual life is based on faith. It starts with faith. That's how we are saved. In fact, go with me, if you would please, to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11 and verse number 6. I want you to understand this morning, if you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, if the Holy Spirit abides in your heart this morning, He got there as a result of your faith. Look with me, if you would, please. Hebrews 11, verse number 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Let's identify Him. It is God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God, there's your explanation of the first part of the verse. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That he is what? That he is God. It takes faith. It takes believing. That's why the scripture says that if we would believe, if we would believe that Jesus is the Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, there's the faith, in him, in Christ, that person should not perish but have everlasting life. It means that we'll never, ever see hell. Because we have placed our trust, our confidence, our faith in the one who can redeem us, who can save us, and it is Jesus Christ. It is Him and only Him. He is the only Savior. He said that we must come to Him. He said that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. Now, either Jesus is right or He's a liar. And I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus is right. Amen. He is the only way that you and I can have eternal life and salvation. He is the only way. So we are saved by faith. So is it any wonder that Paul said then in this journey that we call life, that we must walk by faith? Do you know what Paul is telling the Corinthian church and he's telling us this morning? Child of God, if you are going to please Him, you are going to have to walk by faith. Faith. Verse number 1 of chapter 11 describes faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We place our trust in Jesus to save us. We not only place our trust in Jesus to save us, we also trust in Jesus to keep us saved. Turn, if you would, please, to the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1. 1 Peter, chapter number 1. Turn there, if you would, please, and look with me in the scripture this morning. 1 Peter, chapter number 1, and I want to look there in verse number 5. Notice what Peter writes. He says, who are kept or guarded by the power of God through what? Faith. Unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So not only does faith save us, faith keeps us secure. Now Jesus said in John chapter 10 that he gives unto us eternal life. Eternal life means forever. Forever and forever and forever and forever. Thank God we cannot lose our salvation because we are kept by the power of God through faith. When we placed our trust in Jesus Christ, it is a done deal. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. We are on our way to heaven, and nothing can alter that. Nothing can change that because we are kept by the power of Almighty God. We're not holding on to Jesus. Jesus is holding on to us. Aren't you glad of that this morning? I'm glad that it's not up to me. Because I'm going to tell you sometimes, you know, every once in a while, maybe you're so sanctimonious and pious that this has never happened to you, but sometimes we just get down in the dumps. Sometimes we just get discouraged. Sometimes we just feel like, what is this all about? Am I really making a difference? And that's a good time to sing a psalm to yourself. That's a good time to sing a hymn to yourself. That's a good time to sing a spiritual song to yourself. We've come this far by faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not by self-confidence. Because I'm telling you, sometimes your self-confidence is going to be in the dirt. We haven't come by money or resources. Yeah, you keep me broke for a reason, right? Keep me humble. But I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Because I've learned to walk by faith. By faith. Not by my bank account. Not by my 401. Oh, that can be wiped out in a moment. 2008, you remember? Oh, buddy. It went away. 40% overnight. We've come this far by faith. We're saved by faith. We're kept by faith. Paul tells us to walk by faith. And there's something else I want you to see. We'll live again by faith. Go to John's Gospel, if you would, please. John's Gospel, chapter number 11. Notice what John records for us. The 11th chapter, verse number 25. Jesus is speaking to Martha. Lazarus has died. Martha says, oh Lord, if you'd just been here, you could have kept this from happening. Notice what Jesus said unto her. He said, Martha, I am the resurrection. You know why we don't have to worry about death this morning? Because Jesus Christ is the resurrection. Not only that, and the life. He said of himself, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth, what does that word mean? Place their faith. He that believeth in me, he that is trusting in me, he who has placed his faith in me, notice what he says, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We're saved by faith, we're kept by faith, and one of these days we'll resurrect by faith. Glory to God. Every child of God who's ever been planted in the earth one day will raise from the dead because Jesus is the resurrection. We've come this far to this point by faith. So what do? Do we just toss it all aside? Do we just say, Lord, we'll take it from here. We got money in the bank. We can just do as we please. It is faith that has brought us to this point. It is faith that will lead us home. It is faith in Jesus. We do not put our trust in our bank account. We do not put our trust in our property. We keep our trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me give you an illustration. You remember the children of Israel? Joshua had led them into the promised land. He had parted the River Jordan. Here they come marching across. Joshua gets instructions from the Lord. Tells the people to march around the city of Jericho for 7 days. Just march around the city. Blow the trumpets. Blow the ram's horn. And on the seventh day, you march around 7 times. And what happened? And understand, they're doing this in faith. And do you understand that sometimes God will call you to do the unorthodox? Sometimes God will call you or require you to do something that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Joshua was a military leader. This made no sense to him whatsoever. Absolutely none. What? March around 7 times the seventh day? What good is that going to do? The walls came down. The children of Israel march in. They take the city of Jericho. That'll boost your confidence. Whoa, that's better than money in the bank, man. That's good stuff. So then part of what happened to Israel is they got the big head. Look what we did. They didn't do nothing. God did it all. God did it. So it comes to the next battle, little old city of Ai. God, you stay home. We'll just take about 3,000 men down there. We'll just wipe them out in the flesh. The flesh is no substitute for faith. It is no substitute for faith. Let me even say this. A good thing is a poor substitute for what is best. A good thing is a poor substitute for what is best. They had their motive. Why trouble the whole nation? We'll just send 3,000 men down there. They'll wipe them out. We'll go on our merry way. Well, though, for those of you who are familiar with the story, what happened? Israel got their lunch. Because now they don't need God, they don't need faith, they've got it covered, and they fell flat on their face. And we must understand, we have come to this point in the history of this church by faith. And if we ever decide as a church we're going to start moving forward by sight, by what we can see, God will remove his hand from this ministry. God says, walk in faith. Walk in faith. Walk in faith. Walk in faith. Remember, we are on a journey. We are moving forward in God's time, according to his will. We're saved by faith. We are kept by faith. We'll live again by faith. But we're not done. You don't see the words up there, but the rest of the words are these. We'll start over again. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. That's the next phrase. Leaning on the Lord. What does it mean to lean on the Lord? Go with me to the Old Testament, if you would please, to Jeremiah, chapter number 29. And I had it marked. My marker may have come out. Jeremiah, chapter 29. And we'll plug in at verse number 11. Jeremiah, there's that marker. There it is. Chapter 29, verse number 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God knows us. He knows the day that we'll be saved. He knows the day that we'll go to heaven. He's already got our life mapped out. But we've got, if we want to be pleasing to the Lord, if we want to accomplish the things that God has put us here to accomplish, we must lean on Him. Day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. We must lean on Him. Go with me to Proverbs chapter number 3, if you would please. The book of Proverbs chapter number 3. And I want to plug in at verse number 5. I want to give you some definitions of leaning. What does it mean to lean on the Lord? Well, first of all, leaning is trusting. Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now let me ask you a question. The children of Israel, when they got their lunch over there at the city of Ai, who were they leaning upon? Themselves. They were leaning on their ability. They were leaning on their, you know, perception. We got this. We don't need the whole army. No sense to trouble everybody. Human reasoning, in other words. Human reasoning. And so they were relying on those things. And as a consequence, they got hurt badly. They lost several thousand of their best soldiers. All because they got ahead of God. Leaning is trusting. Read it again. Trust in the Lord with what? All thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. So the first thing that I want you to see this morning that involves leaning is trust. You must trust the Lord. You must trust the Lord. My wife is a leaner. We can be sitting on the couch. We're not on the couch for 5 minutes and she's like this. They know. She is a leaner. Every once in a while, I just want to think, what if I just get up real quick? But you see, that is exactly what God wants us to do. He wants us to lean on Him, to trust Him. He's got our back. He loves us. He cares about us. He wants us to lean on Him because without Him, we are nothing. The next thing that leaning involves is acknowledging. Look there in verse number 6. We're in Proverbs chapter number 3. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him. And if we acknowledge Him, what will he do? And He shall direct thy paths. In other words, if we will acknowledge the Lord, and really that encompasses, you know, putting every ounce of everything we've got on God. You know, if I'm all in, and acknowledging the Lord means I'm all in. I am totally dependent on Him. If God doesn't come through, I am toast. I'm all in with God. I acknowledge Him. And when we do that, the promise is here that He shall direct thy confusion. Is that what it says? I just wanted to see who was awake this morning. If you're just waking up, I misread that on purpose. When we're all in with the Lord, when we're totally acknowledging Him, God, I am nothing without You. You are my all in all. His promise is that He will direct our paths. So if the children of Israel had just been all in with God, AI would have been a success. It would not have been a failure. God help us today. The next thing that I want you to see, that leaning is listening. Look in verse number 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Does not the New Testament tell us that God will not tempt us with evil? Does it not say that? God will not tempt us with evil. So if you're having some temptation to do something that's not biblical, it's not God who's leading you in that endeavor. Leaning is listening. Listen to the Word of God. And the proof that we are listening to the Word of God is when we are performing what the Word of God tells us to do. Jesus said not to just be hearers of the Word, but also to be doers. The practical application of whatever it is that God is leading us to do, that is listening. That's when you really know that you are listening to the Lord. You shut out all the other voices, all the other stuff, and you focus on what it is that God has called you for, the purpose that He has called you for. Leaning is listening. I want you to see what is next. Leaning on God or Jesus is healthy for you. Look at it, verse number 8. It, that goes back to the word trust in verse number 5. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. I remember a story from many years ago. I was at pastor school in Hammond, Indiana. And there was a pastor there. I believe his first name is Tom. I don't remember his last name. He wrote a book about, he called it Twice Given. This man, preacher, had buried a wife. And he had remarried. And the second wife, they were in Israel. They were at Masada. And they had gone to the top of Masada. His wife, he didn't know what in the world was going on with her. She just, all of a sudden, she fainted. They didn't know what in the world was going on. Bottom line is, he needed to get her back to the States. She had spinal meningitis. The doctor said she would never speak again. She would never have mobility again. Her brain was gone. This precious pastor said, Lord, I can't go through this again. I cannot go through this again. And he began to pray, and he thought about this verse. And he told the doctor, he says, Doctor, I want the Word of God. I want to bring in I'll tell you how many years this has been, a cassette player. And I want the Word of God played into my wife's ears while she's laying in this hospital bed. And the doctor, who was a Jew, recognized that scripture because it's Old Testament. And he wrote the prescription. This woman is to have the Word of God 24 hours a day. The pastor's school that I was at, Brother Tom had his wife there. She could tell you the 50 state capitals of the United States. I'm telling you, leaning on God is healthy. Yes. Leaning on God is healthy. She walked, she talked. God can do anything. God can do anything. My friend, we have come this far, to this point, by faith. Leaning on God is healthy. Do what it is that God is telling you to do. There's something else I want you to see here. Leaning on God produces blessing. Same chapter, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of thine increase, and so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Leaning on God will bring blessing. When you honor him with your substance. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Let me ask you a question this morning, child of God. Are you walking by faith? Are you leaning on Jesus today? Are you leaning on His Word? Not something watered down, but His Word. Lean on the Savior. If you're not saved this morning, oh, what a change will come in your heart and your life. If you'll just simply place your trust, your belief in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as your Lord and Savior, follow Him, walk in faith, and God will bless you beyond measure. Father, help us today. Help us to, if there's any here that have never invited Jesus into their heart, oh God, help them today to place their faith, their trust in Jesus. Help them to commit to walking daily with Him. What an exciting life Christianity is. What an exciting future we have in heaven. Lord, maybe there's some Christians here today who have put you off on the shelf and said, Lord, thank you very much. I've got it at this point. Oh, dear God, they don't know how much of a mess they're about to make. Help them to come back. Help them to lean on you today. We ask this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Please stand if you